I'm joined by one of the most peculiar, if not unique, films that I've watched this year. I'm talking about Tana, and it's in the International Critics Week. And I've got with me the two directors and also the brilliant cast. And, well, the brilliance, you know, now we're going to, of course, dwell with it. But first, let me introduce you, Martin Butler and Bentley Dean. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Look, it's a pleasure to be here.
And also JJ from the film itself.
Thank you.
So, guys, let's talk about why Tana is so unique for me, of course.
Well, I can't tell you why it's unique for you.
Well, you can, because I'm pretty sure like at least 99.9% of the people that watched it consider it unique.
I suspect you responded in exactly the same way I responded to The Island when I first got there, because it's got this very active, very beautiful volcano at its heart, which is name is Yahoo, is what the people of Yakel, whom we made this story with, call it. And she's like their spirit mother and the source of life and lore on that island. It has black sand beaches, white sand beaches, coral, forest, every sort of like tropical habitat you can imagine, and extraordinary people like the people of Yakel, who have made the very deliberate decision to live their traditional ways, or what they call a custom, even though they're quite close to town and some of them have mobile phones and they know about the outside world, in fact want very much to engage with it like today, they've decided to hang on to what's important to them.
And I'm kind of curious to know also about the point of contact between you two guys and of course JJ and all the tribe. How did it happen, and was it amicable, or at first they kind of were looking at you and be like, what do they want?
Oh, no, we actually had a big fight. We shot bows and arrows at each other, and the winner got to make the film.
Look, it was extremely amicable. You know, from the very first moment that we put the idea to them, because it was a very slow process. We spoke with them for a very long time, but we originally proposed the idea that we would live in the village and make a film while we were there, and pretty much straight away they were, yes please, can we start tomorrow? And you know, and with the village that we made the film with, it was very, very friendly throughout the process. There were issues. I mean, there were disputes with other tribes, and you know, we didn't make it without problem. But in terms of the sort of the friendship and the relationship between us and the tribe, I think it was superb. I mean, mainly down to JJ, who is just a superb ambassador, translator, cultural director. He was a key person in the creation of this film.
An actor, of course, because I mean the performances, all the other parts of the cast, of course, they are so truthful. I mean, I don't know, it's very easy to forget the element of fiction in this film, and I really wonder how was your approach to kind of like, you know, developing this sort of acting skills, as well as the sort of, I just see it as a binary relationship. So of course they put a lot of them in there as well. I don't know, is there a balance?
It's great to hear that comes through, because that was precisely the process. We actually chose a location, not a story. We wanted the story. That's how we pitched it to JJ and his community, is that we wanted the story to come from them. We wanted everything to be real, as everything would happen. A lot of the cast are cast along, you know, true lines, like the chief plays the chief, for example, and the medicine man plays the medicine man, etc. And everything that you see, apart from it being based on a true story, everything you see is the way it would happen. And I think that sense of truth you can't manufacture. Like, it's because it's when you live that life, you know, there's no crap. You can't manufacture that sort of thing. Even down to like the way in which you walk, the way in which you dance, the way in which you hunt. Like it's all there in the minutiae of the way people move their muscles, even. And I think that's what makes it so compelling to watch. JJ wants to say something?
Yeah, go
ahead,
JJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, at the end of, at the completion of the story, it just fall back to its natural formation as we really, you know, seeing the story. It's our story, and it falls back to its natural pace, where we feel it as our story, and we have the chief to act the chief, and we have the medicine man to act the medicine man. On the left, as you know, which is this beautiful and handsome cast that have come out from our own community, and it just fall natural. And we really, as our film, and we just go straight, and we couldn't take time to start it off. It's a big it was a great fun and a great adventure, which is something, and at the same time teaching a real life story.
That's the thing, exactly. I'm going to link directly from JJ's, because it's a real life story, and I sensed as part of the audience a sense of duty, both from the filmmakers and of course the tribe. So I just want to know how you kind of developed this. So what were the key moments that, you know, to narrate this story, you really wanted to pinpoint, especially as a back and forth?
Well, look, as we've said, you know, the story was very much developed with the community. We didn't go with a preconceived idea. We wanted to you know, hear what they had to say about, you know, what sort of story would be worth making and how it would be made. And it came about after a very long and patient period of talking and listening. We found out everything we could about the community. And once we'd sort of had that base knowledge, then we could start sort of putting in some narrative structures and elements that would sort of project the, you know, the narrative through the film. But it was the time. You know, we took a very long time to talk and listen before we started shooting.
And, well, we're a radio, so also I've been very, very struck by the beautiful music that comes from directly from the spirit of the nature. And I was mesmerized by the scenes as well. And I just want to know more about the history of that. So, the, you know, part of the custom and the spirit communicating from the shaman also by music and beautiful poetry.
Yeah, you know, you know, we, you know, culture is so sacred, and it's based on natural beliefs that we have in our culture that has been descended from all our ancestors, and we have the, we have this very powerful way of communicating with the spiritual world. You know, when something happens in culture that is offends our culture, then it is likely that the spirit just gave us message through our sermons to tell us what to do. So it's in the same way that the song comes in.
Yeah, and I would just add that songs are very important within that culture. You know, lots of important things are sort of, you know, delivered to the people, you know, through song. And you know, it's a crucial element of the way they construct their culture.
Yeah, I would say the song is the heart of the story. In a way, the film, you could describe the film as being a cinematic interpretation of the song that's at the heart of this film, which is, I don't want to, it sort of might give away the story too much if I tell you the words, but it happened, it was felt in spirit form immediately after the tragedy that is the heart of this story, and it is extraordinary because it slips into from the perspective of the lovers, and it's sung to this day. People cry listening to this song to this day, and that's what this film is about. Now, I just want to quickly say that when you say cry, tragedy and everything, that, like, it is a rocking film, okay? Like, yeah, there's some, like, you know, really culturally, you know, amazing and authentic stuff, but, you know, we've got, you know, active volcanoes, you've got the most amazing meeting of lovers you're probably likely to be see in any film in history. I think, is that too audacious to say that?
No, I'm sold. Yeah, I'm going to watch it again now.
No, there's like chase sequences and, you know, spectacular, you know, tropical beaches and, you know, it's a rollicking good ride. Like, people laugh in the screening and cry and, you know, the everything you want from a film, really.
Yeah, I guess you really managed to combine fiction and the sort of truthfulness of the documentary to the nth level. So, hats off. And thank you so much for being with us here. And best of luck, of course, for International Critics Week and beyond.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.